KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies now. It's 50 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and this evening, a high around 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Fremont County say a teenager from Hamburg has died in an ATV accident. The 14-year-old male died when the ATV he was riding crashed into a soybean field at around 6:30 p.m. Monday, about 3 miles east of Hamburg. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Shenandoah EMS, Hamburg, Sydney, and Riverton rescue units, as well as Iowa Department of Natural Resources officers. Additional information is currently not available. Council Bluffs police say an adult female was transported to Creighton CHI in Omaha after being struck by a car Monday night. Authorities say the woman, who was not carrying any identification and is listed as Jane Doe, was struck by a 2008 Acura as she was walking east on 9th Avenue. The driver of the car, 54-year-old Tamara Chamberlain of Blue Springs, Missouri, said she noticed the pedestrian walking in the roadway but was unable to take evasive action in time to avoid striking her. Chamberlain was not injured in the crash. A preliminary investigation indicates that neither speed nor driver impairment appear to be factors in the accident. The Council Bluffs Police Department Traffic Unit is conducting an investigation into the incident. Any witnesses are asked to call 712-328-4948. And the Iowa State Patrol has identified the victim of a single vehicle crash that took place late Saturday night on Interstate 80 in west of Avoca. Authorities said yesterday morning that a passenger in an SUV, 38-year-old Mario Rodriguez of Talmadge, Nebraska, who was not wearing his seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle as it rolled several times into the median. Three other people, including the driver, were injured. Officials say a 1996 Honda Passport driven by 26-year-old Jesus German was traveling east on I-80 at around 9 p.m. when the car went out of control and entered the median before it rolled over several times. German and his passengers, 20-year-old Stephen Bainey and 26-year-old Antonio Aguilar of Talmadge, Nebraska, were injured in the crash. Bainey was not wearing a seatbelt. The other two men were buckled up. Authorities say alcohol and speed were considered to be factors in the crash, which remained under investigation. Bainey and Aguilar were later released from the hospital, but Aguilar was being held in the Shelby County Jail while awaiting extradition to Nebraska, where a felony warrant had been issued for his arrest from Otoe County. German had been transported by helicopter in serious condition following the crash to an Omaha hospital in Omaha. A sheriff's deputies in Audubon County Monday arrested a woman on an assault charge. 50-year-old Cindy Louise Duncan of Kimbleton was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. for domestic abuse assault in connection with an incident at a residence in the 300 block of Arrow Street in Kimbleton. Duncan was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater Monday released details about three search warrants that were executed September 22nd in Bridgewater. After examining all the physical evidence seized and relevant information, Vanderwater says complaints alleging 18 criminal violations were filed with the court and arrest warrants were obtained for five people. The warrants were served on James Jeffrey Reese, who faces a charge of ongoing criminal conduct, gathering where controlled substances are used, and possession of controlled substance second offense. 52-year-old Tony Lynn Reese of Bridgewater was charged with felony ongoing criminal conduct, criminal network, dominion or control of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon, and gathering where controlled substances were used. And 25-year-old Shane Sin Blackford of Bridgewater was charged with felony ongoing criminal conduct, unlawful activity, gathering where controlled substances are used, and theft in the second degree. All bonds were set at $25,000. Two other suspects, Julie Holmes and Dwayne Funk, currently have outstanding arrest warrants. Holmes is wanted for ongoing criminal conduct, unlawful activity, theft in the first degree, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, gathering where controlled substances are used, possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and for two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Funk is wanted for possession of drug paraphernalia. Authorities say anyone with information on the location of Holmes and Funk are encouraged to contact the Adair County Sheriff's Office. In our funeral announcements, Betty Jewell, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Jewell will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Samuel Fletcher Nichols, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Fletcher Nichols will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Rena Ann Kanan, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Rena Kanan will be at noon today at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maxine Blunk, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maxine Blunk will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Kyle Conrad, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kyle Conrad will be Friday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died October 18th at Willow Heights. A gathering of family and friends for Michael Dunn will be on Friday from 1:30 until 2:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Marjorie Grayson will be November 12th at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.